Well, it's been a year of contrasts, hasn't it? We began the year, as we would begin almost any new year, with a great sense of hope and promise for the future, perhaps even more so with it being the start of a new decade. We were wrapped, I guess, in the security of the familiar. And then we're ambushed by an invisible virus that catapults us into a world of uncertainty and change. And then towards the end of this year, we're given that light of hope and the promise of a vaccine and even an end to a no-deal Brexit. That kind of hope, promise for the future. But it has been this great year of change. We've been riding this storm together, perhaps in different boats, because we've all had deeply personal experiences of this year. I've just finished reading a most charming little book by Charlie Mackesy called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. And it's a book that deals with change. It's about these four characters changing in order that they might become friends and developing their friendship together. I commend it to you. It's full of wonderful wisdom, for little Moley is always asking penetrating questions and the horse is always responding with great wisdom. An example of this is on one occasion Moley just simply asks, "What's the bravest thing you've ever done?" And the horse replies, "Asking for help when I needed it." And we've all needed help this year, haven't we, in some form or another. It might have been physical help in the practicalities of life. It might have been financial help from the government on furlough schemes or others. It might have been emotional help from friends. Spiritual help from the Lord. We have all needed and all need help. We might have given it, offered it, accepted it. Help. Because life has been a challenge this year, hasn't it? It's been difficult. Another piece of wisdom from the mouth of the horse to the boy is, life is difficult. But remember, you are always loved. And there, for me, is the wonderful message of Christmas, that gift of love, that promise of love from God Himself through the giving and the birth of Jesus, bursting into our world and our humanity. The sign of love from heaven itself. Help being offered to us from God Himself. Help to restore a broken relationship between ourselves and Him. Help in the hope and promise for the future. Help that in Christ there's forgiveness for the past. In Christ there is strength for the present. In Christ there is hope for the future. God in Jesus bringing us help and love. One of the strangest things I think about this whole virus has been the covering of faces, hasn't it? Last year, I told you on Christmas Eve of the birth of our youngest granddaughter. It was a great thing, great timing, Christmas Eve. But what struck us the other day, somebody just pointed out, you know, that apart from the people closest to her, all the other adults that Daisy will have seen in her first year will have had their faces covered. How strange for her. It's strange because it removes so much of our character and personality, doesn't it? It's very hard to read and to see and understand what's going on in the person when the face is covered. I'm looking out on you now, and with your faces covered, it's very hard for me to communicate because I can't tell whether you're smiling or whether you're grimacing, whether you're thinking, yeah, that's a good point, Dave, or whether you're thinking, for goodness sake, shut up, let's go home for lunch. It's hard to tell when the face is covered. But how about this as a thought that was shared the other day? In the giving of Jesus, God unmasks himself. That in the gift of Jesus to us, we see the nature and the character and the personality of God revealed to us, unmasked to us. And all we have to do is to respond to that gift. A cartoon or a phrase that's doing the rounds at the moment through social media is that the first Christmas was a simple affair. Because this Christmas is different, isn't it? We've not able to have around all the people that we want to. It's a reduced affair. But that first Christmas was a simple one, so it's okay for this year, this Christmas 2020, to be a simple affair. And although we have people missing, it should not and it ought not to remove from us the joy of what it's all about. That gift of Jesus to us. That offer of help from heaven itself. And I close now with the words of a song that I give to you every Christmas, because it sums up our response needed and the joy and the hope and the promise that is there. And I say it to you again in the hope that one year you'll be able to recite it back to me. Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart. Somewhere deep inside you is where Christmas really starts. So give your heart to Jesus, and you'll discover when you do that it's Christmas, really Christmas, for you. Amen.